Trust the love that flows through you. Trust the truth that lives within you. Trust the process of life itself that is you. It will bring you to the exact way, the perfect conditions, and just the right moments to allow you to become the message you wish to send. Trust in this process, and you will have this experience.
We will. We will. We'll open to that trust and open to that possibility. And as you suggest, in addition to trying our best to live this message, we'll do what we can to cause it to be circulated far and wide.
And who is this we you are talking about?
Well, I guess I was assuming that I could speak in the plural here. I'm sure others will be inspired to be the hope of humanity, too.
Yes, but it's important to be responsible only for the self. You do your part, and don't worry about the person next to you. Otherwise, if you're not careful, you'll be waiting for the person next to you, and they'll be waiting for the person next to them, and so on. And nothing ever happens. Nothing ever gets started.
Okay, I'll be the one. I'll do all that I can do. What you've given us here in this dialogue can form the basis for a beginning exploration of a new way to understand God. And I think that the 9 new revelations presented in the book, The New Revelations, A Conversation with God, are also extremely important. They're breathtaking in their clarity. And the 5 steps to peace found in that other book may be all that is needed to create the space of possibility for a new spirituality to really emerge on the earth.
Yes. All the tools have been given you, not only in these dialogues, but in all the esoteric writings and sacred teachings of your global civilization. And now here, in this present conversation, I will speak to you in new ways about this new God, so that you may come to understand more deeply the true nature of the divine. Use this dialogue, then, as one introduction to tomorrow's God. Not the only one, and not the best one, but a helpful one. For it combines the perennial wisdom of the ancients with the fresh articulations of today's contemporary teachers to bring you the insights of all ages. Taken together with the new revelations, this conversation can lead you to foundational change, both individually and collectively. And foundational change is what is required right now to save the world.
All right, okay, wait a minute here. I've got to tell you now that I'm having difficulty every time I hear you use the phrase, save the world. See, you've taught me before that everything is perfect and there's nothing you have to do. Now you keep coming up with this save the world scenario. And that sounds like just as much of a scare tactic as those being used by some religions to bring us to their understanding of God. It seems as though tomorrow's God is simply using a different kind of fear tool.
I can see how you could come to that. So let me clarify here that everything is perfect in the universe right now. Nothing is going wrong, because wrong is a relative judgment based on what it is you declare that you are trying to do. The universe is not trying to do anything. The universe simply is, and it is perfect as it is, since it has no agenda. If you, however, do have an agenda, then there could be some things occurring in your world, in your part of the universe, which you may wish to alter. The universe will allow you to do that. In fact, it will empower you to do that. But it will never require you to do that. Everything depends on what you choose or what you desire. If you are enjoying life on your planet's surface right now, more or less the way it is, then you may wish to preserve it in that form. That is what I mean by saving the world. By save it, I mean preserve it. That is, to serve it first.
To serve it first? Where did that come from? What does that mean?
Pre-serving is when you serve something even before you make a conscious decision to do so.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not sure I understand. How do you choose to be or do something before you consciously choose anything?
You do so at a level other than the conscious level. You come from a different level of creation. There are 4 levels of creation: the subconscious, the conscious, the superconscious, the supraconscious.
Well, everyone knows what the subconscious is. Could you explain what the superconscious and the supraconscious levels of awareness are?